Joining us now by phone is Lissa Radke, U.S. Coordinator with the Lake Superior Binational Forum. Lissa joins us from her office at the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute at Northern College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Hello, Lissa.
Good morning, Marnie. Great to talk with you again.
Well, and it's good to hear your voice. We visit with you monthly on WTIP, but remind us what the Lake Superior Binational Forum is all about.
Sure. The forum is a 22-year-old citizen stakeholder group that represents diverse lake users from small and large communities all around the lake. And our main purpose is to develop recommendations to the governments on both sides of the border and to tribal governments on how they should be managing the lake based on input we get from lake users. And our second role then is to conduct outreach programs to help inform people about important issues facing the lake. And that's what we'll talk about today. One of our outreach programs is to celebrate an annual day for the lake on the third Sunday of July every year called Lake Superior Day.
And what are some of the ways people can get involved with this particular event?
Well, really the purpose of the day is to recognize our dependence on safe and clean water. So we focus a lot of our activity ideas and stewardship opportunities on ways to protect the water, but we also encourage people to find ways that they can connect to the places they love on the land. And so we encourage people to do some very simple things, like sign up to be a friend of the lake on our Lake Superior Stewardship website, which is superiorforum.org. You just sign on and tell us your zip code and your email address, and we'll send you a window sticker and an electronic newsletter that gives you ways that you can learn more about the lake and ideas for practicing stewardship. We encourage people to go to their favorite beach or their favorite forest or park and pick up litter. We encourage people to do things like, I heard your guest mention this morning, participate in the Grand Marais Hazardous Waste Collection Program this weekend. It's a chance to get rid of the toxic materials that you might have stored in your basement or your garage, and that's a great safe way to dispose of them so they don't get into the lake or the land around the lake. And your supervisor from Lutzen had a great suggestion, and that is to not burn our garbage in fire pits or in open barrels in our backyards. Researchers have found that the single largest source of dioxin that's coming into the Lake Superior water and affecting the water quality comes from our open burning of garbage. So maybe on Lake Superior Day, you could pledge to safely dispose of your garbage either by recycling or putting it in the trash, but not burning it in the open. And then there's some other simple things you could do. Try to minimize your use of plastic. Instead of a plastic water bottle, carry a metal water bottle. Or maybe you want to go through your cleaning supplies and check the label and see if it says flammable or hazardous or poisonous. Dispose of that safely this weekend and then look for non-hazardous materials. So there's some simple ways you can participate, some ways you can participate in your own life or in your own community. Maybe you want to go to a Lake Superior Day event and find out what other people are doing to practice stewardship and protect the lake.
And that Lake Superior Day, of course, is this Sunday?
It's on the third Sunday every July, so that is July 20th this year. And we've been excited to see that many groups are starting to celebrate even in early July. And up and down the Minnesota North Shore, groups have organized events as early as July 5th. You mentioned one of the events that's registered for Lake Superior Day, and that is the Ojibwe storytelling about constellations as a reflection of life on the land. That, again, is this Saturday. That's a great program to learn about Anishinaabe teachings and their view of life through a Native perspective. That's at Sugar Cove on Sunday. On Friday, for the first time, UMD's Large Lakes Observatory, which is right on the campus of UMD in Duluth, they're having a Lake Superior Day celebration by inviting the public for a free tour of their Blue Heron research vessel from 12:30 to 4:30 down at Duluth. And they're going to have scientists on hand explaining what their research is, both on the world's largest lake, Lake Superior, and other large lakes around the world. And one of the scientists will have a free and open program by Dr. Ewan Reavy from the Natural Resources Research Institute. We're really proud of him. He's a Binational Forum member representing research in academia. He's going to tell us about the tiny storytellers in Lake Superior's mud. So his job is to study what's in the sedimentation at the bottom of the lake, and what does that tell us about the health of the lake. So that's a fun thing on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, mainly in Duluth, but also a few places along the shore at Gooseberry Falls and a couple other parks, you can have fun at some large open festivals. And all the information about the events that we know about are listed on our Facebook page and our website, which is superiorforum.org. We've got lots of links to different events happening in Minnesota and all around the lake.
So it sounds like it's all about education and then action, right, Lissa?
Education, action, and really just taking at least one day to really remember how this massive body of water affects everything we do. It affects our weather, our economy, our natural resources, and our lifestyle. And it's a way to a chance to reflect on why we live here, what brings us here, what keeps us here, and how we can take small steps or large steps to make sure we're keeping our water supplies safe and clean and protecting the land around the water. So there's a large stewardship purpose in Lake Superior Day. But we also want people to connect to each other, connect to the lake, have some fun, and find ways that you can learn a little bit more to make our lives more sustainable for the whole lake.
Well, we're talking with Lissa Radke of the Lake Superior Binational Forum. More information about the forum and issues affecting the Lake Superior Basin, visit superiorforum.org. Well, thanks so much, Lissa, for joining us today. We appreciate all your efforts.
Well, thank you, Marnie. We love WTIP. You always come across the lake strong and clear. We've got no impediments to your signal. So it's great to hear about northern Minnesota down here in Ashland.
Well, thank you for listening. This interview is part of WTIP's Exploration of Environmental Stewardship. The series is funded in part by the Wirtanen Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.